今天的经文是在旧约圣经生命记。
It's going to be on Deuteronomy.
旧约圣经生命记的第一章第十九节到三十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 19 to 33.
旧约圣经生命记。
Deuteronomy.
第一章第十九节这样说，我们照着耶和华我们神所吩咐的，从何烈山起行，经过你们所看见那大而可怕的旷野，往亚摩利人的山地去，到了加底斯巴尼亚，我对你们说，你们已经到了耶和华我们神所赐给我们亚摩利人之山地，看哪，耶和华你的神已将那地摆在你面前，你要遵照耶和华你列祖的神所说的，上去得那地为业，不要惧怕也不要惊慌，你们都就近我来说，我们要先打发人去为我们窥探那地，将我们上去该走何道，毕竟何成都回报我们，这话我以为美，就从你们中间选了十二个人，每支派一人。于是他们起身上山地去，到以实各谷窥探那地，他们手里拿着那地的果子下来，到我们那里回报说，耶和华我们的神所赐给我们的是美地，你们却不肯上去，竟违背了耶和华你们神的命令，在帐内发怨言说，耶和华因为恨我们，所以将我们从埃及地领出来，要交在亚摩利人手中除灭我们，我们上哪里去呢？我们的弟兄使我们的心消化，说那地的民比我们又高大，又高又大，又大又高，城邑又广大又坚固，高得顶天，并且我们在那里看见亚那族的人。我就对你们说，不要惊恐也不要怕他们，在你们前面行的耶和华你们的神必为你们征战，正如他在埃及和旷野在你们眼前所行的一样，你们在旷野所行的路上也曾见耶和华你们的神抚养你们，如同人抚养儿子一般，只等你们来到这地方。你们在这世上却不信耶和华你们的神，他在路上在你们前面行，为你们找安营的地方，夜间在火柱里，日间在云柱里，只是你们所当行的路。我们把时间交给今天的讲员 Jerry， 但是在这个之前我们请徐牧师做一个介绍。
Before the message to Jerry, we'll have Pastor Xu to give us some introduction.
我很高兴来为大家介绍我们今天的讲员。
I'm pleased to introduce our speaker today.
英文名字是Jerry.
His name is Jerry.
中文名字是杰瑞。
His Chinese name is 杰瑞。
在教会久一点的人一定都听过何妈妈提到她这个杨女婿。
If you are here for a long time, you must have heard about the Mrs. He and his Mrs. He and her son-in-law.
何妈妈常常说，她这个女婿是potato 的硕士，是不是？还是potato 的硕士 ，tomato 的博士。
哦，Mrs. He says that her son-in-law is actually has a doctor's degree in potato.
No, master degree.
Oh, master degree in potato.
And doctor degree in tomato.
And doctor degree in tomato.
Jerry, 我从很多人的口中知道他是一个模范丈夫。
I know that Jerry is an exemplary husband.
是一个模范女婿。
Is an exemplary son-in-law.
也是一个模范爸爸。
And an exemplary father.
我从跟他的几个小孩子短暂的接触当中，都能够感觉到这些话是真的。
From my brief encounterings with his kids, I can truly say that this is.True.
而且他也是一位教会里面的模范弟兄。
He is also an exemplary brother in the church.
在二十七年前，我们教会刚建立的那年，他们也搬到伊萨卡。
27 years ago, when this church just established, Jerry also just moved to Ithaca.
Jerry 能文能武。
Jerry could speak and could fight.
我们教会当初的章程是由 Jerry 起草的。
Even our 成章
church bylaws.
Church bylaws.
Oh, was drafted by.
Was drafted by Jerry.
然后我们教会要买第一个房子改建成教会的时候，也是 Jerry 来跟这个Tom Itaka办所有的交涉申请的这个过程，去公听会这些。
It was also Jerry who actually took care of all the building purchase details when he was here, when we were purchasing this church.
那这是文的方面。
This is the speaking part of Jerry.
武的方面，当时教会的这个第一个 building 的这个停车场是他自己开推土机去把它全部弄平的。
As for the fighting part of Jerry, it was actually him who paved the parking lot area in this church.
然后有一次他家门前撞死一只鹿。
Okay, one time a deer was crashed and died in front of his porch.
然后他亲自把这些鹿剥了皮啊，全部处理啊，然后烧了可口的鹿肉，带给教会所有弟兄姐妹享用。
So he actually took the deer, cooked it, and give all the brothers and sisters a very big deer feast.
今天虽然我们没有特别的活动来庆祝教会的周年
，Even though we don't have a special program to celebrate the anniversary of the church,
但是很感谢神，刚好在这时候把 Jerry 带回到我们当中。
But we are very grateful for the presence of Jerry.
我们把时间交给 Jerry.
We'll give the time to him now. Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
这样子的，这怎么讲？After such an introduction, how can I say anything?
经过了许牧师如此介绍，我已经无话可说了。
Because of the briefness of time, it will be more efficient for me to speak in English than Chinese.
因为时间有限，我就以英语来说讲。
As Pastor Xu alluded to, this is my first time to speak in this church building, but certainly not my first opportunity to speak in this church.
其实这是我第一次在这个教会讲道，但并不是我第一次在这个教会讲话。讲道 ，Yeah.
This and as he also said, the church is really celebrating its 27th anniversary this week.
这教会在这一周要纪念27周年。
And I was there 27 years ago at the First Baptist Church downtown at the first meeting of this church.
27年前在Ithaca downtown 的这个浸信会，我参加了这个教会第一次的聚会。
Some of the Cantonese students from Cornell had asked Pastor Wong to start a church in town.
康奈尔的一些香港弟兄要求了王牧师是不是可以创立一个教会呢？
And at that first meeting, there were 42 people present.
在那第一次的聚会中，我们有40个人。
Over
42? 42 个人。
About half of whom I think were Pastor Wong's family come to wish us well on the occasion.
42个人中有超过一半是王牧师他自己的亲人。
But one year later, I spoke at the first anniversary of the church on the 11th of November, 1984.
一年后，我在11月11号，1984年，来为我们教会的一周年纪念来讲道。
And what I spoke on that day was based on the books of Ezra and Nehemiah.
在那一天，我讲的是以斯拉跟尼希米这两本书。
I reminded the church that every effort of the church to build God's kingdom, to share God's righteousness, would result in opposition.
我在那时说了，任何一个为神建造的这个努力，都会经历到很大的阻拦。
Sometimes it's external opposition, Sometimes it's internal opposition as a result of our own sin.
阻拦有的时候是外来的，有时候是我们自己内在由罪而产生的。
But no matter which it is, we must persevere in order to overcome that opposition.
但不管是怎么样，我们都必须要坚强，才能够克服这些阻拦。
On that, our first anniversary, we didn't have any external enemies.
其实在我们第一年纪周年的时候，我们其实并没有任何外力来的阻拦。
But we did face complacency.
只是我们往往觉得自满。
We had established the foundation of the church.
我们创立了一个教会。
But we had to choose whether to go on and build the church or whether to build our own lives and ignore the work of God.
但是我们必须选择是否为教会继续建造下去，还是只是安逸于我们自己那时的生活。
And I reminded them at that time that building God's church always involves sacrifice.
在那时我就提醒他们，建立神的教会一定永远会有一些牺牲要去做。
In the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, the exiles had returned from Babylon from a fairly comfortable life.
就是在旧约的那个时候。
In the time of Ezra and Nehemiah.
Okay, 就是在以色列跟以斯拉跟尼希米的那个时候，他们也
从巴比伦回来，他们离开他们原来的房子、原来的家庭，到一个比较
舒服的地方。
对，所以就我可以轮流。OK， 好啊。And then they had established fields, they had established homes in that area. And Nehemiah asked them to leave that and rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
他们建造了家园，建造了田园，可是尼希米却要求他们离开他们的家园，去建造耶路撒冷。
And as they went on, they sacrificed both time and money for this cause.
为了这个原因，他们牺牲了自己的，他们牺牲了他们的时间和金钱。
That was at the first anniversary of the church in November.
这时候就是这个教会一周年的纪念日。
2 months later, in January, Pastor Wong said that he was going back to Southeast Asia to preach in the churches there and meet with the churches that he had helped establish there.
两个月后的一月份，王牧师突然说到他要到亚洲去参观那些他之前已经建立的教会们。
And he was going to be gone for the whole month of February.
他整个二月份都不会在。
So he asked me to preach while he was gone.
所以他就让我在他不在的时候来代替他讲道。
Now remember, I was a graduate student at the time.
我那时还只是一个研究生。
And at that time, the number of people in the church had dropped to about 10 people.
而那时我们教会的人数已经降低到只剩十人。
Now with Pastor Wong and his wife gone, that was about 8 people.
那么王牧师和他的和师母走了，就只剩下八人了。
Now, I remember 1 week we had 5 people, my wife and I and 3 others.
有一天其实只有五个人来聚会，那就是我的太太和我三个小孩。
不是三个小孩，是三个别人。
哦，还有我三个其他人，不是我的小孩。
那个小孩没小孩。
I didn't have kids that time yet.
But 5 people, myself, 4 others, 8 hours preparing a single message. You figure that's about 2 hours of preparation per person hearing the sermon.
所以那个时候有八个人，有四个人，然后总共花八个小时的时间来准备讲道，所以一个人平均要花两个小时的时间准备。
So during that time, I returned and looked again at the book of Nehemiah in more detail.
所以我那时就回到来看尼希米记
And the task that we faced as a church at that point seemed very much like the task that Nehemiah faced. It was insurmountable.
我们在那时在教会所遇到的困难，就好像尼希米在圣经里面所遇到的困难一样，都是很难去克服的。
We were discouraged, even Pastor Wong was discouraged.
那王牧师和我们都感到蛮灰心沮丧的。
But during those 4 weeks that he was gone, we looked at the importance of prayer in following God's plan, how every time Nehemiah returned to prayer.
但是在王牧师走的那四个礼拜的时候，我们就回到来圣经看，我们来看到尼希米怎么样透过祷告来克服他的困难。
We saw that how in response to the mocking of the people around them, they didn't give up, they didn't argue, they didn't even just ignore them.
我们看到尼希米他他并他对他对那些讥笑他的对那些压迫他的人
didn't argue, didn't give up.
并没有放弃，也并没有并没有去跟他们争论。
But instead, they prayed while they went on with their work, and were also carrying a weapon in case their enemies attacked.
而是当他们在工作的时候，他们有的时候敌人会来搅扰他们，他们就祷告。
And we looked at Nehemiah and how he led the people by example, working right alongside them.
那所以说，我们就以尼希米来做榜样，我们就以他为做榜样了来同样的态度来工作。
And I challenged our small congregation at that point.If the leader above you were to leave, were to be taken away, what would you do?
我就对那时我们还很小的教会说，如果你的领导走了的话，你会怎么做呢？
Would you drift away, forsaking the work?
你会不会就离开，也不管这些工作了？
Would you sit there and wait for the next leader to come along?
还是你会就坐在那等着下一个领导的到来？
Or would you take the lead and become that next leader yourself?
还是你会不会就自己成为那个领导呢？
By the time Pastor Wong returned at the end of that month, we were committed. We were going forward.
当王牧师回来的时候，我们已经决定我们必须要自己往前走。
And your presence here today is proof of God's faithfulness through the years in that process.
那在今天你们在这个教会的这些会员，就是。活生生的证明我们当时往前走的结果。
There have been many obstacles along the way.
在这中间当然有很多的这个阻碍。
Five years after the church started, we decided we wanted to build or buy a church building so we could meet more than 1 hour a week.
五年后，我们觉得我们必须要购买一个建筑物，好让我们能够在一周内有更多的时间聚会。
But we were a congregation of students. How could we possibly afford a church building?
但我们只是一群学生，我们怎么可能有钱付得起一栋房子的价钱？
But some people contributed $5, $10, $500, $1,000, even $5,000 or $10,000 as graduate students.
但是嘛，那些学生有人捐了五块、十块，有人捐了五百、一千，有人甚至捐了五千、一万块。
And we got Pastor Wong went and got other contributions from family, from other churches in Southeast Asia, and God provided, and it was enough.
那王牧师也用他的亲朋好友的一些力量，能够捐集了也一些钱。
The scripture records many cases of the nation of Israel facing obstacles.
在圣经里面其实说到了以色列，他们其实也曾经遭遇过类似的问题。
We read one of them just a few minutes ago.
其实我们几分钟前才读到了这个信息。
The Israelites had seen God's power at the Red Sea.
以色列人在红海的时候有看到神的能力。
They had seen His power throughout the desert as He led them.
他们在旷野也看到神的能力。
They got to the border of the Promised Land, and they said, "Well, let's send some spies and see what's ahead."
当他们到迦南的界限的时候，就派了一些探子往前去看前面到底是什么。
And the scripture says that it seemed good to Moses.
那圣经上说，这些东西对摩西看来都是好的。
It doesn't say whether he prayed and asked God. We don't really know.
那他其实并没有提到说摩西是不是有向神祷告，我们不知道。
But it certainly seemed reasonable from a human perspective to see what lies ahead.
但是从一个人的角度来看，我们当然可以想象他们那时候所面临到的困难是什么。
But as soon as they knew what was ahead, they became afraid.
但是当他们知道他们前面的困难是什么的时候，他们就惧怕了。
Sometimes it's better not to know what lies ahead.
其实有的时候不去知道前方的困难是什么 是好的。
If you've gone down a road a certain distance already, and you've gotten to a narrow place, and there seems no way ahead, it's too far to go back.
当你走了一段路走够久的时候，突然看到一个很窄的路，然后那个路你无法再往前了。其实这个时候你要回头，其实也是太晚了。
It's too difficult to turn around.
因为要回头已经太困难了。
So you find a way to go forward.
所以你只能强迫自己找一条路去继续往前走。
But Israel stopped at the border and they wouldn't move.
但是以色列人在到了界限的时候就停了，不再继续往前。
They refused to trust God.
他们拒绝相信神。
And so God said, "Okay, then you will turn back and you will spend 40 years in the wilderness and you will all die."
神就说好啊，那你们就回去在旷野待40年，然后全部死掉。
And they said, well, if that's the choice, I think we'll go forward.
那他们就说，如果是这样的话，好吧，那我想我们还是继续往前吧。
And God said, sorry, it's too late. You already made your choice.
神就说，对不起，太晚了，你们已经来不及了。
And they said, no, 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 it's not too late. We'll go forward anyway.
那些以色列人就说，不，还不太晚，我们还是继续往前走吧。
And so they went forward and they were defeated.
所以他们就继续往前走，就被击垮了。
And then they still had to go back and live in the desert for 40 years where they all died.
所以他们还是得必须往回走，然后继续在旷野住40年，然后全部死掉。
The decision to move forward has to be based on trust.
往前走的这个决定必须建立在信任上。
Not on what we think is the better of two options.
而不是在建立我们用自己的头脑 去分析哪这两个 choice 哪个是比较好上面。
Often God does not give a choice. He simply says, go, do this. We make a choice whether to do it or not, not knowing what the alternative is.
很多时候我们其实没有决定的空间。神说就往前走，我们就往前走。
In the case of Israel,Was God's plan thwarted because they refused to move forward?
从以色列的历史来看，神的计划有没有因为以色列人拒绝往前走就受到阻碍呢？
No, it wasn't thwarted. It was only delayed by a generation.
没有，并没有受到阻碍，只是受到一点delay， 也就是延迟了一代。
And under Joshua, then they went in and took possession.
就是在耶稣亚的时代，他们才完成了这个计划。
The same thing happens in almost every work of God.
但是在神的所有其他工作都有几乎是一样的事情的结果发生。
We are not given an option, do this or do that.
我们其实并没有选择。
We are simply given an opportunity which has obstacles and asked if we are willing to go forward.
我们只是神给我们一个。机会让我们往前走，而这个往前走会经历很多困难。
And if we move forward, God says that He will clear the way, that He will remove those obstacles one by one.
但是如果我们选择往前走，神应许他会把我们的困难一一的克服。
If we refuse to go forward, we will find ourselves in a worse situation.
如果我们拒绝往前走，其实我们最后反而会发现我们的情况更糟糕。
And often each generation only has one chance.
而且在你的一生，你可能只有一次的机会。
We choose, and that's the end.
我们选
consequences.
我们做了选择，就这样了，没有第二次机会。
After we graduated from Cornell University, my wife and I worked in Taiwan for 15 years.
当我们毕业于康奈尔之后，我们到了台湾工作了十五年。
And 3 years ago, we moved from Taiwan back to the U.S. We believe God was leading us back to the U.S.
三年前，我们从台湾搬回美国，因为我们相信神在引导我们回来美国。
The first year was my wife's sabbatical. We were in Michigan.
那第一年的时候，我的太太安息年，对，他到了密西根大学去。
And the second year, she got a position at Wheaton College, one of the leading Christian colleges in the U.S.
那第二年他又到了这个辉腾大学，他是美国的一个基督教大学的一个赫赫有名的学校。
We had only been there 6 months when the economy collapsed.
那我们只在那待了六个月，然后美国经济就垮台了。
And the program that she was in was cut completely.
他那个时候的工作岗位的这个基金已经被砍掉了。
They were given one more year to allow the current students to finish, and that was it.
上面只给他们一年的时间，让他们来完成他们的学业。
And so we wound up working only 2 years in the United States.
所以我们最后只在美国工作了两年。
Did we mistake God's will?
那我们是不是搞错了神对我们的计划呢
？1 week after we heard that her position was going to be cut.
当我们听到她的这个工作会被停止的一个礼拜之后
，She was in Taiwan.Working on her research there, and was looking at position announcements.
他又到了台湾去做他研究，然后继续去听有没有更多的就是工作的开放给他。
And one of these announcements looked like it had been written exactly for her qualifications.
那其实有个工作机会看起来就好像是专门为他设计的。
From the thing that her most specialized, everything that she had worked on in the last 20 years was listed right there.
她在过去的20年所做的所有的专业的全部都在这个工作所要求的人才上面。
1 week later, she went to a conference in Taiwan and met the dean of that college.
那一周之后，她在台湾就碰见了那个大学的这个主任。
And she said, "I'm interested in applying for this position."
他就说，我很有兴趣来这个申请这个职位。
And the dean said, "Don't tell anybody else you're available. We want you."
主任就说，不要，那你就来吧，你不要告再去别地方找工其他工作了。
Well, it wasn't quite that direct, but that was the implication.
也许并不是像我想那么简单，但是反正就是这样子。
And very shortly after that, as quickly as the process could be moved forward, she was offered the position and is now back in Taiwan at a different university.
那所以很快的，我们手续办妥了，她很快的又回到台湾继续她的工作了。
And it turns out that the position really is ideal for continuing her work that God has been doing through her in the last 20 some years.
那从结果来看，其实这份工作完完全全的符合于他在过去20年所累积的经验，是一个几乎是完美的工作。
So what did God do through that process?
所以神在这中间做了什么呢
？When we came to the U.S., that position was not available.
当我们回来到美国的那段时间，其实这个职位还并不开放。
If we had been able to remain at Wheaton, we would not have been looking for another position.
如果我们一直待在台湾，我们是不可能会知道说有这个开放的机会的。
Because we were at Wheaton, my daughter, we have 4 children. The third child is now at Wheaton College, which is turning out to be an excellent environment for her.
那因为我们到了 Wheaton 的大学，其实我们的第三个小孩在 Wheaton 大学念书，所以其实对我们家庭来说，也是一个很刚好的是一个事情。
And my fourth child attended high school in the U.S., which for him has challenged him and certainly made him.Much better qualified for university and beyond.
那也让我们第四个小孩能够有机会在美国念高中，使得他在申请美国的学校的这个资格里面可能会更容易一些。
Also, because we were in the U.S., we were here 3 years ago when Hamama's health began failing. My mother-in-law.
那在我们来到美国那3年前，我的岳母她的身体健况变糟了，健康变糟了。
And so we were here in the U.S. at that time when she needed us to be here.
所以当她在最需要人照顾的时候，我们刚好也在美国。
We wanted to move her back to Taiwan where we would be able to provide better care for her.
那其实我们想要就是把她搬我的岳母回去台湾，让她能够得到更好的照顾。
But she was unwilling to move.
但她那时不愿意回。
She had stayed here after we graduated because she loved the church and she wanted to stay.
她从我们大学毕业以后一直待在这里，所以她很爱这里，她想要留在这。
And we found out along the way that she was getting bad counsel, that someone was saying, you should sue them if they try to move you from here.
我们那时也知道有一个坏人在告诉我岳母说，如果告诉我岳母说你如果说你那两个人要让你回台湾，你可以告他们。
And I became aware as we communicated that we were really involved in a spiritual battle.
那我可以看到那个时候我们的交流之中其实充满了很多的属灵的征战。
And that I really needed to be physically present in order to participate in that battle.
那我其实真的是必须要真的是必须要身在这个地方才能够去有效的来属灵的征战。
So I flew here, talked with her, laid out all the reasons why she should go back to Taiwan.
所以我就飞来这跟她面对面谈说为什么她回去台湾的种种好处。
She said no way.
她只是说想得美。
It's a good way to say it. And so all day long, I talked and talked and talked. Got to the end of the day, no way.
那我一整天的就在讲，他只是说想得美。
That night, I went back to Pastor Wong's house where I was staying.
那天晚上我就回到了王牧师家里。
And I prayed and I said, God, I don't know what to do. I have nothing left. There is no way forward. If you want this to happen, you got to make it happen.
我就对神祷告说：“神啊，我真的是完全没有，我已经费尽力气，没办法了。如果你真的是要让他回台湾，那你自己来行这个事情。”
Next morning before 7 o'clock, her mama gives me a call, says I want to go back to Taiwan.
隔天早上七点不到，和妈妈打电话给我说：“我想回台湾了。”
Said 180 degrees overnight. What happened? God's work.
180度的转变是发生什么事呢？那就是神的工作。
Going back a little bit further, in 2003, the church had its 20th anniversary.
时间往前推一点，2003年的时候，我们这个教会有了它的第20周年纪念。
That year, we happened to be in the U.S. on a year of study.
那一年其实我刚好回来美国。
And I was working on a book on evolution and creation.
那我那时在写一本书，这本书是关于创造跟进化的。
Having been a science teacher, a biology teacher for many years, I had to deal with this issue.
身为一个生物学老师多年，我其实是必须要来面对这个棘手的问题。
And I believe God wanted me to write about the integration of faith and science.
那我也相信神希望我能够为着信仰跟科学的整合来做一个贡献。
But the same weekend as the anniversary, there was a conference on this issue that I wanted to attend.
但是就在这个教会二十周年纪念的那个周末，我也必须要去开一个会。
And I had to make a choice between coming back.To what I was comfortable with, what I loved, versus going forward in where the direction that I believed God was calling me.
所以我那时也面对了一个选择，是必须要是回来享受我的安逸生活，还是继续往前走，去接受困难与挑战。
I chose to go forward. I attended the conference.
我选择往前走，我去了那会议。
The following spring, I submitted 6 chapters that I had written on that book to a publisher.
那在那一年的。在后来的春天，我就把我写的六章的这个草稿都寄出去了。
Lots of work, lots of time.
这个是花了我很多的精力与时间的。
And the publisher said, "Sorry, it's too big. It covers too many different things."
但是出版社却说，对不起，它包含的事情太多了，我们不处理。
But.That it's something that God has given me as a vision, as a dream. I have continued to work on it.
但是这其实是神一直给我的一个负担啊。
And so recently, I again submitted a new proposal And this time the editor said that he's going to pass it on to the editorial review committee, that he thinks it has potential.
所以后来呢，我又把我的写草稿寄去给另外一个人，那个人就说 ，OK， 我会把你的草稿再转寄给那个编辑的这些会员，让他们来决定。
This past Friday night, 2 days ago, I spoke at Wesleyan University, which was my undergraduate alma mater.
就其实，在星期五两天前，我在卫斯理大学讲到，卫斯理大学是我的母校。
While I was there, I had helped start a Christian fellowship on that campus.
其实当我还在卫斯理大学的时候，我其实自己创立了一个校园的教会校园的基督徒团契。
And so I had the chance to speak at that. And afterwards, there were several atheists who had come who asked many, many, many questions as a result of that talk.
那天当我在讲到的时候，很多无神论者其实就跑过来问了我一些很多问题。
Sometimes God calls us to a long obedience in one direction.
有的时候神要我们完完全全的对他忠心的服事。
We may not see the results right away. It may take a long time.
我们也许不会在一开始就看到结果。
God said to the people of Israel, He would not drive out the Canaanites all at once.
神对以色列人说，我不会在一夜之间把迦南人全部赶走。
They would have to continue to trust in Him. They would have to continue to work in order to take the land.
神对他们说，你们必须要一步一步，每一步的都来仰望我 ，depend on 我。
They would have to continue to obey and not turn to the idols of gold and silver around them.
你们要必须要持续的依赖我，而不是去自己造假神来拜。
And the same is true for us.
那对我们来说也是一样。
God will not remove all the obstacles in our path all at once.
神不会一次性的把我们的困难全部移开。
We must continue to trust and to move toward the goals that He has given us.
我们必须一步一步持续的去依赖他，他才能让我们达到他给我们的目标。
And avoid being distracted by the idols of gold and silver worshipped by those around us.
而且我们必须要防止自己不被那些假神迷惑。
As I move forward in this book, there are certainly many obstacles.
那当我继续在写这个本书的时候，其实也面临了很多的困难。
It's difficult to be a first-time author in a slow economy.
在这个经济不景气的时代，当一个初次写作的作家其实是非常困难的。
There are also health problems that keep me sometimes from concentrating as well as I would like.
我的健康有的时候也让我无法很长时间的一直工作下去。
And recently, God has been challenging me again with the importance of holiness.
那最近神也在神其实又提醒我这个圣洁的重要性。
That I cannot serve Him in one area effectively if there is anything else in my life that is holding me back from Him.
那就是如果我在一方面，我不可能在一方面服侍神，却在另外一方面又有罪啊。
From passages as diverse as Deuteronomy and Hebrews, which I was reading in my devotionals.And Nehemiah, which I looked at again in preparation for this message, the same message kept coming out.
从申言记到希伯来书到尼希米记，我实在是这么多不同的书中，我看到了一个相同的信息。
If I cannot succeed in following God in one area, if there's sin in any others, I will not succeed.
如果我在某一方面有罪，我就没办法在另外一方面去服侍神。
So what is God calling you to, individually or as a church?
所以身为一个个人或是身为一个教会团体，你觉得神对你的这个负担是什么呢？
Much has been accomplished in the last 27 years in this place.
在过去的27年，这个教会已经发展了很多了。
But you cannot be content with what has already been achieved by other people.
但你不能因为前人的成果就感到满意。
Each generation has a role to play in this place.
每一代都有任务要执行。
We need to remember how God has been faithful in the past.
我们要总是记得神在过去怎么样对我们引领的。
Scripture records it.
圣经有说了。
I have experienced it, and hopefully you have as well.
我有经历过了，那我希望你们也经历了。
And the very presence of this church says that God is faithful.
那这个教会本身其实就诉说着了一个神的信实了。
So again, I challenge you to repent of anything in your life that will keep you from moving ahead for God.
所以你在你生命中如果有罪，要向神悔改，神就会带领你继续往前走。
There will be obstacles.
永远会有困难的。
You must go through those in order to seize the opportunity.
但你必须要穿越那些困难，你才能看到机会。
But as you depend on God and continue to move forward, He will remove those obstacles one by one.
那当你依赖神，然后继续往前走的时候，神就会把你那些困难一个一个的移除。
In the days of Nehemiah,
在尼希米的时代
，Nehemiah was a leader, and the church always needs leaders to find a vision to point toward to move forward.
尼希米是一个领导，而教会总是需要一个领导来带领他去往前。
But Nehemiah could not rebuild the whole wall by himself. He needed every single person to actively take part in that process.
但是尼希米他自己本身是没有力量去完成这么大的使命的，必须要所有教会里面所有的人一起合作才行。
So whether you are a leader or whether you are a follower in this church, you are important in the continuing work of God.
所以不论你是个领导或者是一个会员，你都有一个很重要的任务去完成。
May God bless you as a church and guide you as you move forward in this town.
希望神能够带领你，还有带领这个教会往前走。
Thank you.
谢谢。